TEDx Pipitea is a stage for speakers and performers from Wellington and Aotearoa to celebrate the quality and diversity of our ideas, our people, our culture. After months of planning and postponing the event, organizers were finally able to launch the first Pipitea TEDx series online yesterday. TEDx Pipitea debut series featured a range of speakers, from ethical taxidermists to burlesque dancers to beekeepers, who shared the stage to share their life story and messages of hope. A dreamer, a fighter, a dancer, and a proud child of Pacifica are but a few labels used to describe him. Jaden Luapo has been running a dance school, Tautua Dance, since 2017, and is passionate about making a difference. From troubled youth to Samoan dance instructor, Jaden has an enlightening story to share about beating the odds. Jaden Luapo was one of 12 speakers selected for TEDx Pipitea, and he joins us this morning to talk about that experience. Talofalova Jaden, thank you so much for making time to have a chat with us.
Yeah, my lord, so for my mama langi mama.
Now, tell us, Jaden, how did you find out about this opportunity, and what was the selection process like?
I think this time last year, I was just scrolling through Facebook, and it was about 1 a.m. and I saw the applications going out, so I was just like, you know what, I'll give it a shot. And I put in my application, you know, didn't think anything of it, and then a couple of months later, I receive an email that I've been shortlisted. And the process was, you know, was so nerve-wracking. So after I got shortlisted, then you had an interview with one of the TEDx team members, and they just wanted to know who you are, get to feel, you know, this was all through Zoom, so, you know, so they got to interview you and ask you questions about your life and then about your story, about what you want to talk about, and your application, and literally a couple of weeks later, I was in a church service, and that day we had a guest preacher come in, and he was doing some prophecies over some people's lives, and his prophecy was to me was that my voice was going to be used to help people. And literally that day, during that service, not long after he had prophesied over my life, I received an email from TEDx Wellington at the time, saying that I have been chosen to be one of the speakers, and I was literally in tears in church. Everyone's probably looking at me like, why is he crying? And I was showing my partner the email, and we couldn't celebrate until after, but it was just, you know, that feeling that, you know, this is my time, and it was God's time as well, so, yeah.
Wow. Was that prophecy part of your TEDx talk? Did that become part of the talk?
No, it didn't, but it's part of my testimony that I've been sharing after my TEDx. My TEDx talk has been mainly about my life since I was born, and then some of the things that have happened in my life that have helped shape the mold person that I am today. So, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that. Well, maybe not, because we want people to go and see the talk for themselves. But what was it that made you think, I really want to share my story?
For me, I know that there's... I don't speak for myself. I advocate for others that maybe don't feel like their story isn't good enough to be put onto a platform such as TEDx, the biggest platform in the world. And I really wanted to share my story because I knew that someone else out there, they could benefit from it. They could it could help them during the time of need, and they could see maybe the end product if you continue to just stay resilient and continue to fight that good fight. You know, through some of the mental health issues that I was going through at the time when I was about 15 all the way up. So that's the main reason why I really wanted to jump onto TEDx, was to talk for those who don't, not so much don't have a voice, but those that don't feel like their voice is heard.
You would have watched many TEDx's as I have, and have been inspired by many of those. Did you ever imagine yourself being a TEDx speaker?
Never. I never thought that I'd be, like, you know, like I was saying, I never thought that my story would be good enough, and I was just, that's why I did it. I wrote my little application with the hopes that hopefully someone out there will hear it, and it was good enough to be one of the speakers, and then it was good enough to also close TEDx 2021. So yeah.
Wow. So you were the closing speaker.
Yeah, I was the closing.
They usually leave the best until last.
I wouldn't say that, but they did leave the two Samoans for last. So what an amazing opportunity and awesome for our community and for all our Samoans around the world, that, you know, you can do anything. You can do anything. So, yeah.
And now, where was it held? And were there people in the audience? Usually when I've seen TEDx speakers, I have never seen a TEDx session without a live audience. Did you have a live audience?
So we done all pre-recording due to COVID-19. Because it's been cancelled a few times and postponed and held off, our first event was supposed to be at Michael Fowler Centre, and then that fell through because of COVID. But this one was pre-recorded in a studio. We were only allowed 4 guests. And once you finish, you're pretty much out. And then they had edited it and had it all ready by Sunday. So, it was a bit different. And then they live streamed it all yesterday for the whole world to see. And it is still on their page. So go out there, family, go watch it. And if you have a spare 3 hours or two, so.
Yeah, so in terms of you as a performer, you would probably be quite familiar with performing in front of a live audience, and often you get a lot of your energy, the nerves that you do have sitting in front of a, well, this is what I find often drives me to speak better, perform better.
Yeah.
Did you find it a bit disconcerting performing just in front of a camera?
Yeah, because like you said, I'm a performer, you know, I get really hyped by the audience's energy. But I guess because of what I was talking about Siwa Samoa, which makes me happy. That energy alone was helping me just glide through my talk. And then I guess watching the end product with my family, my friends and my community yesterday, and watching their reactions, that's when I was like, wow, you know, tears were falling from my eyes and there was not a dry eye in the room. So yeah, made it all worth it.
Wow. You said that there were two Samoans who were the final two acts of yesterday's live streaming. Who was the other Samoan?
The other Samoan was the amazing Tupe Tanwai Solomon. So yes, she was one of the other Samoans, and she's currently in Dubai as we speak. So shout out to Tupe.
Wonderful. Now I think according to our producer, it is Fraud Awareness Week. It's not something, I don't think you touched on it in your TEDx speech, but you've certainly experienced fraud. Could you run us through your experience briefly?
Sorry, through what? Sorry.
Our producer, Ina, said that you would be quite happy to share with us your being scammed online with this being Fraud Awareness Week. Is that something goodness. You want to
Why not? It's, you know what? If it's that kind of week, why not? So last week, we needed to purchase a laptop. My laptop had died all of a sudden, and I had all my TEDx stuff on it. So I needed a laptop just so I can continue to practice and write and edit. And it's quite hard on the phone. So I was very eager one Thursday afternoon, and I went onto Facebook Marketplace. And one of the laptops that I saw, I was like, wow, I need that laptop. We had made the arrangements with the person, and then we were scammed. Just as I was giving the money, they used them working at a rest home, which I don't know if it's true, but it's really sad if it's not, as a way to just make it a contactless delivery. So they were about 3 meters away from me. They counted the money, and then just as she walked off, she quickly jumped in her car, and I went to look into the bag, opened up the laptop bag, and it wasn't a laptop, but it was a nice Yellow Pages. And at the bottom of the bag, it was nice two hand sanitizers just waiting for us there. But for myself and Sophia and to that person and to that family, you know, we hope we have blessed your family. We don't know what your circumstances are, so we hope that you scamming us is helping you and your children, if you have children, and your family. And but then we reached out to our community, and our community from around the world literally came knocking at our doorstep. So we're so blessed, and we just want to say another thank you, Faftai Te Lava, to the whole community. We've got a new laptop, brand new, from No Lemmings. Thank you to everyone that's reached out to. Actually, some people were bidding on those hand sanitizers because they are the most expensive hand sanitizers in the world. I kid you not. And we still got them. So, guys, if you want them, let me know.
Now, finally, plans moving forward with Tautua Dance, as it looks like COVID is going to be reaching us here in Wellington. It's imminent as it gets closer and closer.
Yeah, well, we're praying that, you know, it just stays where it's at for the next 4 weeks. We're preparing for our end-of-year production called Anganu'u, which is a story about our beautiful Samoa, a story told by Samoa and what makes Samoa the pearl of the Pacific. So we have about 130 students that will be gracing the stage at Elam Church on the 10th and the 11th of December. Two shows have already sold out, so our 7 p.m. for both Friday and Saturday nights have been sold out, and our current 2 p.m. show is nearly on its way out. So with the COVID restrictions, we were only allowed to sell certain amount of tickets, so it's not the same amount of people that we're used to, but we're still going to have a live audience. So fingers crossed, COVID, you stay where you are, and we rebuke you from coming into Wellington. And yeah.
Right, and if people are wanting to get tickets for those shows in December, how can they do so?
So you can head to our Facebook page or our Instagram, and our link tree will be available there. So you can search us at Tautua Dance and just put us in the search engine, and we should come up and go on and buy you some tickets and come along and watch our amazing kids from 5 years old to our oldest, which I do not want to say, will be performing and putting their hearts out there for the rest of our communities to see.
Wonderful. Tautua Dance co-founder and TEDx Pipitea inspirational speaker Jaden Luapo, Faftai Te Lava, for your work, and we hope you have a great day.
Same to you, Faftai Te Lava, and you all have a good day and enjoy this nice weather in Wellington or wherever you are in this beautiful world.
Wonderful. Thank you. That is Jaden Luapo. Tautua Dance is the name to search if you're wanting to see their work in December if you are here in Wellington.